Welcome. We're glad you're here. It's good. We'll welcome Glenn Davies, the Archbishop of Sydney, in a little moment, but he is here, and that's very exciting for those of us who've sat under his teaching at other points in time. You're in for a feast. It'll be a great night for us. So I'm glad you're here, and there'll be an opportunity to ask him questions after he's done his presentation, and that'll be huge. Now, as I mentioned on Sunday, there's been a change in our structure, and I thought I'd just reiterate that so that we kick off our small group year kind of clean. So the last number of years, Keith's been overseeing our small groups, and he's ministered to you, and he's developed a team around him to do that. And I've asked him to step up into an executive minister's role to oversee the staff on a day-to-day basis. And just pause right there. I understand that there's rumours around that I'm going to have a drastic end or something, you know, and this won't help. As far as I'm aware, there is no drastic end and there's no drastic change. It's just that our ministries have got to a certain point that needs a restructure, and this seems to make most sense for Keith to step up into this role of executive minister. I'll go play golf and a few other things. And Shane Dirks has agreed to become our small groups director, overseeing all the small groups, and he will do a brilliant job building on what Keith has done. So, to kind of finish that all off, we invite them both up here for a moment, and you might make them welcome as they come up, and they can talk.
So, Shane, this is my last recharge, kind of, sort of, in control. Not that I was ever really in control. That's just a rumour. But, mate, it's all yours, and go well.
Thank you very much. Friends, it's wonderful to have you all here tonight. I want to add my welcome to John's. I know everyone's not come to hear me gas bag on, but to hear the Archbishop Glenn Davies. So I won't be with you a long time. But Keith has led a ministry that's fantastic. It's so wonderful to have so many people here. One of the things that resonates in my ears, I think it was from the small groups video last year, was Keith saying that small groups really are the engine room of our church. I want you to know that that is something that we all sincerely believe, that there is much that we can do on Sunday, much that brings glory to God, but it's the ministry that so many of you do together, not just leaders, but those who participate in the group and do together during the week, that really is the engine room of St. Paul's. And so I wonder if I could just take a few moments with you, if you'll pardon the pun, just to ask you about making sure that engine is always in good tune and that it runs well, because it's a vital ministry to what we want to do here. And what we want to do here is transform everyone into fully devoted followers of Christ. And so if you're there and you're a small group leader, I wonder if you could just raise your hand for a moment and we can celebrate our small group leaders. Why don't we put our hands together for those with their hand up? Now, keep those hands up. What I'd love to happen right now is for those here to make sure that one of these boxes finds its way into the hands of the small group leaders. So once you've got your box, would you hold it up for me, please? I would love it if this box would find pride of place on the coffee table in your small group as something that might remind you of the important trust that has been given to you with God's people, the important trust of disciple making that you oversee as you run your little church in your lounge room. We are now 5 months out from Small Groups Day. You might recall a little while ago, a couple of years ago, we started to run on a financial year sort of model. And so Small Groups Day is an important day for us to think about where our small groups are at. It's an opportunity for people again to come and join small groups. It's an opportunity for us to celebrate small groups and to pray for small groups. But with the 5 months that remain between now and Small Groups Day, I want to invite you to consider one of 5 options that you'll find on this cube. Option number 1, before I share that option with you, each one of this option requires something very intentional on every small group leader's part. And that is to be committed to having a co-leader. That is to be committed to taking someone with you who is training with you and who can run a small group. So you're free to get hit by a bus tomorrow and there'll be someone who will take over the ministry. Now, here's what can happen. Option number one, your group could go through a rebirth. This is where perhaps half of the group would go with the original leader and invite some new members to join. The co-leader would take the remaining members and invite new members to join. And we multiply and being the engine room of our church, if we want to see our church grow, this is the sort of multiplication that is essential in our small groups. Option two, flick around on your little cube and you'll see you could send your co-leader to start a brand new group. So your co-leader who has been in your care would now have the opportunity also to be leading and discipling people in their small group. Option three is perhaps the co-leader, having established relationships, would continue in your group and you, like a bold pioneering missionary, would go and start a brand new group. Option four is that you might stay the same for one more year. But let me emphasize, for one more year, this is about putting a sunset and saying, how much longer should we stay like this as we plan for what is next? Because we are about multiplying ministry. And finally, option five is perhaps a sunset and a new beginning. This is not a hand grenade where everyone explodes, but this is a time where you might say, gee, God has really blessed us with one another. And we've really been fed well by our leader and we've led our leader well too. And now wouldn't it be great if all of us found ourselves in new environments, being shaped, being grown and growing others in new and exciting ways. So there are five exciting options. And the thing I want to ask you is to start considering in your groups, what will your group choose to do on Small Groups Day? I have two suggestions. Number one, this kind of resembles a die, doesn't it? So all you small group leaders, what you could simply do is just roll it and whatever comes up, that's what your group does. I suspect there's a very small group of people who have the personality bent that is excited by that sort of behavior. So why don't I suggest something else? What about if very carefully, whether you are the leader, the co-leader, or a member of the group, spend this next period not just rolling the dice and waiting to see what happens, but living a life of intentional disciple making where you'll spend these 5 months prayerfully and intentionally asking, what will our group do for the benefit of the kingdom, for the growth of disciples, and for the growth of St. Paul's? So that's Small Groups Day coming up. I want to share one last thing with you, because small groups are the engine room of our church. And we believe there's a great difference between a job and a ministry. Jobs, you can run off rosters. The ministry of making disciples is something that involves people. And so we believe when people are serving in ministry here, it's about making disciples. It's about people growing. And so you don't walk that journey alone. And so for those of you who love having a small group leader, you know how good it is to have someone lead you. All you small group leaders, I want to remind you that you are not alone. You work as part of a team to make disciples here at St. Paul's. I want to introduce you to some of those who will support you as you do that role. First of all, Warren Stanley, would you please be upstanding? Warren is with the greatest of respect to the Most Reverend Glenn Davies, this is the Archbishop of Small Groups at St. Paul's. Warren has done an amazing work, and many of you would have had emails, phone conversations with Warren when you first came into your group. I think it's appropriate if we thank Warren for his ministry. And Warren runs a team of coaches. You can stay up standing just for the moment. You're a fit guy. Sue Wells is here as well. Sue, would you be upstanding? Sue is one of our small group coaches, as is Steve Sylvester, as is Robin Stanley, as is David Adams, Alan Richards, and Bruce Pollard. If you guys could all be upstanding, I want to show you these guys because these are the guys who will walk with you as small group leaders. You don't walk alone. We are a team here at St. Paul's, and so I thought we would celebrate these guys. And to do that, I'm going to ask John to join me on the platform. And John, would you pray for our small group members, for our leaders, for our coaches, and for Warren as we do this ministry together?
Let's pray, friends. Father, we thank you that you gift your people in so many ways, and particularly in the form of human beings. We thank you that you've gifted us with these men and women who have a heart to see your people grow in the faith, with a view to seeing your kingdom extended and your name honoured and glorified here and around the world. So we pray that you increase their wisdom and their patience with small group leaders, and we pray that their ministry to small group leaders would be refreshing and stimulating and encouraging. And pray for small group leaders that they may continue to lead well, study your word well, and your people, so that we can together work at crossing the finishing line when your son returns. And we pray that you might use all of our small groups to introduce people to you in the coming year. We pray that our friends who don't know you would accept invitations to join groups, but more importantly, invitations to get to know you. And Father, we also thank you for Keith's ministry over the last 5 years, building a really solid platform. We thank you for his wisdom and his insight and his dedication to this ministry, and pray as he steps up that you increase his wisdom for what needs to be done. And we thank you for Shane and for his enthusiastic embrace of taking on this role of small groups directing. And again, we thank you for his wisdom and pray that what he brings to our small group ministry would only be strength, that we might again together grow stronger in the faith. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.